This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Tune in, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Well, we got a stern warning from the CDC today. I know there's a lot going on. We got that polio-like illness. We got these children dying in Jersey from an adenovirus outbreak at a facility. But this warning comes, and this is serious, guys. You better listen to this. The CDC is telling us to not, under any circumstance, dress up our chicken for Halloween. But fuck! Apparently, the CDC has asked chicken owners to avoid committing a party foul. That's funny, Jay! This Halloween, by dressing up their domestic livestock. My grandma used to have chickens. I know that kind of seems foreign to a lot of people, but there are people out there that they got chickens. It's like a pet. So the Atlanta-based CDC said costumed chickens out for a night of trick-or-treating can unfortunately put you and other people at risk of developing salmonella. What sort of chicken costumes are out there? Well, I'm looking at one where the chickens got a little bandana and a cowboy hat. And it's sitting on top of the jack-o'-lantern. I guess you could dress a chicken up. I would think the chicken would pick off the costume. Now, this warning comes because I am going to look it up. I need to look up common chicken costumes because I didn't realize that there was such a big, you know, this was such a big, okay, so chicken costumes for Halloween. I'm Googling it right now. I can't type and talk at the same time. Costumes for babies, adults, toddlers. No, for chickens. Oh, I didn't even have to type it in. Okay, so what are some chicken costumes? So I'm looking right now at, one is wearing a tutu. Okay, so you got a rooster wearing a ballerina tutu. I think that's hilarious. You have another chicken on a person's table, and it has a jockey, like a racehorse jockey on top of it. Okay, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at a chicken with a Trojan's hat. So you could do a lot of sport-type stuff. There's a chicken, a rooster, with some bunny ears. With bunny ears on it. I think a lot of people have chickens. I didn't realize how common this was. There's one chicken that has a nurse hat, you know, like a Florence Nightingale. I think that's kind of cute. Then you have one, looks like I'm wearing pants, and one has a cat ears. Oh, it's really cute. One is dressed as Santa. I'm looking at a chicken dressed as Santa. You have another chicken dressed as Grandma. I think that's kind of nice. A lot of them are wearing aprons. And I'm looking at one chicken that's dressed as C-3PO. I think that's brilliant. Because C-3PO did kind of, you know, walk around like a chicken. So I guess there's a lot of ideas out there. But the CDC say no. CDC says do not do that. So far, 92 people in 29 states have been infected with a strain of multi-drug-resistant salmonella after coming into contact with raw chicken products. 21 of the sick patients have been hospitalized. And I know some of you guys are like, well, I'm not eating the chicken I'm dressing up. It doesn't matter. These chicken hold a lot of disease. They do. And, you know, it's interesting. When I was in comparative anatomy at UNLV, comparative anatomy was one of these big courses, and you could not pass medical school, or you could not get into medical school if you didn't do well on this course. And you would dissect, you know, starfish or sharks. We dissected a cat. Well, we had to dissect a chicken. And they were whole chickens with the feathers and all that. Well, there were maggots on it. And it was not a clean animal. Even the animals we were given to dissect, they had maggots on them. I didn't realize how disgusting. I eat chicken. I love chicken. I mean, not as much as red meat, you know, but since I'm trying to avoid red meat, I eat a lot of chicken. And my mom grew up with chickens. Her mom, you know, raised chickens, had a little farm, you know, so, you know, we're good around animals, but having had dogs and cats and birds my whole life and fish, I didn't realize how dirty a chicken was. So, you know, we like to do coochie-coochie-coo with the little chickies, and we think, you know, chickens are so cute and we like to cuddle up. They really are responsible for some nasty disease. So, a Louisiana resident, Stephanie Morris, told KNOE TV, can you ever imagine not being able to dress up your chickens? She goes, their bare skin is exposed. I just like to put a sweater on them to keep them warm and comfortable, and some of them have more personality. And they say there has been a rise in the number of Americans who have chickens as pets. They say the birds have gone from being a, quote, thrifty method of getting fresh eggs to a badge of urban cool. Did you know that? That if you have a chicken, you are cool in your urban area? I would love for people in my area to think I was cool. The Washington Post reported that pet chickens are the latest status symbol among Silicon Valley's elite. Apparently, some of these pampered birds wear diapers, have personal chefs, and live in $20,000 high-tech chicken coops. Are you kidding me? This is all news to me. Silver Spring, Maryland, where my husband is from, she says that she's going to wait for the fad to pass. I'm not doing that now. I'm not getting a chicken. I'm fine getting my eggs at Giant or Safeway. And she says, I am certainly not walking around with one on Halloween. But I live in Las Vegas. You really don't see a lot of chickens around here. Very cool. Very cool. Huh. I'm a fan. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the latest with the caravan. We're being told that it's now 12,000 strong. No, 14,000 now. Number's gone up. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner. demeanor and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, thank you Ron, for sending that picture of a chicken dressed as Yoda. That is awesome. Thank you so much. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't even know what to say anymore. That's crazy. Well, all right, while chickens are running around for Halloween, we have a huge caravan coming our way. Now has swelled up to 14,000 people. I think it originally started as 160 people in Honduras. Now 14,000 people. We were told this morning that the Department of Homeland Security said, yeah, gang members and criminals have kind of wiggled in among the innocent people trying to head to our border. Daily Mail is reporting 7,000 in southern Mexico, 3,000 on Guatemala's border, and 4,000 behind them in Guatemala and Honduras. Now, the main group is about 7,000, mostly Honduran migrants. They said apparently they left Huixla before the sun rose because they had to recuperate and honor a man who died on Monday by falling from the back of a truck. Unfortunately, there's going to be a lot of casualties. People dehydrated, people accidents, people getting kidnapped, people getting killed. A week not being able to make it. Immunosuppressed, immunocompromised. They say right now they're going to march. They're marching 40 miles to the town of Mapastepec, and then they will rest there for the night. They are still 1,100 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. They are traveling. They are at a rate of 40 miles a day. That's how quickly they're moving. And it's going to take them another 25 days, at least, to get to the point on the Texan border, which is where they believe they will most likely cross. It's, when you know, on one end, when you see all these people, and you see them, and you're looking at what appears to be unity. On one end, it's kind of bittersweet. You know, you see people kind of grouping together, trying to help each other, you know, and seeing an exodus like this, a trek, we've never seen this in history. Not to this number. On the other end, however, you go, you know, what's the end game? What's the end result? If we can't absorb 14,000 people, and we shouldn't, I mean, where's Honduras? Where's Guatemala? Where's Mexico and all this? What do those people do? And unfortunately, we may need to set a standard of you can't just come here in numbers and we'll cave. I mean, this is a real mess. The first caravan set out from El Salvador last week, crossed through Honduras and Guatemala with relative ease. Then they hit Mexico's border. I think Mexico has already started to offer asylum. I think they offered asylum to 1,500 people. But does that mean they're just letting them go to America, or are they going to absorb people? I mean, many individuals don't want to go to Mexico because they have their own issues with drug cartels and violence, etc. So there's this argument where, well, if these people are really seeking asylum and refuge and safe, you know, a safe place to live, they'll stop in Mexico. Well, not entirely. They don't think Mexico's safe. So these people want to make it to America, and they may be able to, depending on what happens with public outcry, figure out a way to get in. Now, we do have a process for refugees. We went through that last week. It is a very tedious process, but the process is very long and painstaking because funds are given, clothing, medicines, refuge is given right away. But we can't just open the border saying go to Chicago, go to Milwaukee, go to St. Paul, go to Las Vegas. You know, I'm being told that there's campuses across town that have large homeless populations. When you have people who are homeless or don't have a place to go or don't have a place to work, they go somewhere. You and I may be able to go home, park in a garage, go inside, watch some Netflix, and think, okay, well, you know, let everybody in. They'll go somewhere. Well, where are they going? You know, California is dealing with a huge issue where they have a huge homeless population, and the government is trying to set up little homeless cities, and homeowners don't want that to ruin their real estate. I mean, you know, nobody talks about it. Nobody, you know, gives it media coverage, but mass equals mass, right? If you have land, there's not some infinite no man's zone where people can just go and live and have money and no. Okay? We have to all figure out how to absorb people coming into our country who don't have jobs, who don't have money, who may, you know, be a wolf in sheep's clothing. And the only way to do this properly is to have a very meticulous protocol. A one at a time. Now, I understand wartime. I mean, I understand you have somebody behind you shooting. I mean, you know, you got to take cover. And a lot of people believe that what's going on in Central America and Mexico is like wartime. But if Mexico and the Mexican government does have to step up, if they can provide shelters, right, offer some shelter assistance, they're going to have to get funding from the countries from which these people are fleeing. Honduras is going to have to pay. Guatemala is going to pay. Guatemala has to pay. People have to pay because you run out of water. Water costs money. Food costs money. Clothing costs money. But if people think, you know what, this may be my only chance to get into America, let's do it now, they may have another thing coming. You can't just come up with a huge mass of people and think you're going to storm a wall or storm a border. So Trump already has, you know, the military, assembled and ready to go. Now, when the Department of Homeland Security said there are people who are gang affiliations and criminals, how do we sift those out? I'm looking at some of these people. Some of them are very, very healthy looking, you know, people, able-bodied. Maybe they'll be able to start working. Maybe they'll, you know, doesn't mean they're bad people. But then you have a lot of kids. We see a lot of little kids that moms have taken on this trek. So I really believe that there's a lot of people out there that want safety. And I come from a long line of Jews that had to exodus, you know, out of Russia or out of Egypt or out of Germany or out of, I mean, you know, that's just something that my family has always had to do. So I get that. But why do they have to come to America? We are one of 29 countries that take refugees. So whether I was on the right or the left, I think Trump does have to make a stand. You just can't have people storm the border. Who knows? They may be pleasant. They may, you know, maybe there won't be violence, but you have a crowd swelling to 14,000 people that's coming to your border. Some of them known criminals, according to the Department of Homeland Security. I don't see it being very peaceful along our border. And we don't have a wall. We don't really have a way to, you know, control it. We were looking at some footage today where Border Patrol officers were already kind of dispersed. And there were two people that, you know, one was detaining and another. I mean, you have this sporadic, wall, invisible wall that's kind of being made by, you know, men and women who have to basically stand in front of you. I mean, we need to help our border security out. And a wall isn't so much, okay, well, we need to keep people out. A wall helps there being some protocol, what's the word for it when it's organized? Some organization in terms of immigration. I mean, you can't walk into Google without being stopped by security or going through a door. Google's allowed to have walls. Why can't our country have walls? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
USA Radio News.
A suspicious package was found today at the home of Bill and Hillary Clinton, according to a law enforcement official. A package was also sent to the Washington, D.C. home of former President Barack Obama, but that was intercepted by Secret Service. Fred Burton was part of the State Department Counterterrorism Task Force.
The forensics, based on my experience in working these package bomb cases, will lead to the identification of the suspect, very similar to the recent Austin bomber that we had down here in Texas.
A package was also sent to CNN. Now, we're hearing that package was addressed to former CNN contributor John Brennan. The White House has come out and condemned the attacks. One winning ticket was sold for the record Mega Millions jackpot of what turned out to be just under $1.6 billion. That winning ticket was purchased in South Carolina. Now, South Carolina is one of the states, so that you may remain anonymous, so we may never know who actually won the big jackpot. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
But maybe, we are back at Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we're being told that this idea of a blue wave may not happen. And it looks like early voting has kind of turned out a lot better for the right than the left. And they say what's also getting a lot of credit is Donald Trump being out there stumping for many of the, you know, people that are, I guess, trying to keep their seat. And even the AP News is saying that the Senate is slipping away. And remember, for a blue wave, Democrats have to win a lot of seats to take over. However, they need to win 24 House seats. Oh, and I forget. I think they need to win two Senate seats. It's not a lot. So we're being told that the closing stretch of the 2018 campaign, the stretch is no longer the size of the Democratic wave. It's whether there will be a wave at all. Top operatives in both political parties concede that Democrats' narrow path to the Senate majority has essentially disappeared. Why? We have a surge of Republican enthusiasm. At the same time, leading Democrats now fear the battle for the House majority will be decided by just a handful of seats. So if the Democrats cannot win the Senate, one such seat is Gene Heller, Jackie Rosen. Congresswoman Jackie Rosen in Nevada is able to unseat Gene Heller, that's one seat for the Democrats, taken away from the Republicans. So an unseating only has to happen a few times for the Democrats to take control. And there are a couple key battles, one of which is what we're dealing with in Nevada. Right now, though, I just find looking at politics and the psychology of elections fascinating. You know, we have this caravan coming, you know, threatening the future of our immigration based on how we approach this and how we take a stand, right? You know, well, there's a lot of writing on how the administration handles already 14,000. This could rise to 20,000 by the time they make it to the border. How our country handles people trying to come in. We also have issues of, we have the new rollout of health care. Obamacare still exists. So we have the latest health rollout. We heard that a lot of the Obamacare websites were hacked from the insurer standpoint. We still have issues of funding, and we still have issues of, you know, people having high deductibles, but we are hearing prices start to go down. We have what happened with Brett Kavanaugh hearing and how if the Democrats don't like you, it could get very nasty for you. Your life could be made miserable. Miserable. I was talking to somebody the other day, and you'd think the whole Kavanaugh thing is over, everybody can move on, but apparently it's being touted that if the Democrats win, they are going to try to impeach Trump and they're going to try to impeach Kavanaugh. Okay, can we just move forward with the country, please? And I was talking to somebody who was liberal, and, you know, they were saying, look, you know, I may not like Kavanaugh, and I might have liked Ford. This is what he was saying. But the one thing that still just didn't sit right is if somebody was a sexual predator to that degree, they usually just don't stop. You know, there's usually other surfacings. And we talk about sexual assault. We talk about sexual predators a lot. And very, very commonly, behavior will persist. You know, we talked about that one doctor I fired years ago who ended up years later actually getting arrested for sleeping with his patients unconsentingly. By drugging them with ketamine. He now is in jail. So I'm not saying, you know, once a cheater, always a cheater, or once a bad person, always a bad person. But when you have somebody of that sort of inability to control oneself, you might see a rehab process or somebody hitting rock bottom. You wouldn't just go, all right, well, that happened, you know, back then, and then all of a sudden everything's all clean. It just doesn't really seem to fit the picture. And so I think there's a lot of people out there that either affiliate themselves as an independent or to the right who are saying, you want to know what? I kind of like the economy. I kind of want to give Trump a little bit more of a chance. I don't think I want gridlock. And I think you have more people going to the polls going, no, I don't want this. I don't want to be scared. I don't want to feel like I'm being held hostage. You know, one thing that just really bothers me, and, you know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and a lot of the media didn't cover it, but it happened years ago where Komen for the Cure, the Komen Foundation for Breast Cancer, in the midst of the recession, said that they were going to stop providing funding or they were going to not donate to Planned Parenthood that year. Now, I was a little shocked because the foundation needs donations. I was surprised that they were donating because, you know, in the midst of everything going on with breast cancer, And when Planned Parenthood got wind of that, right, and it made media, Planned Parenthood went to Congress. There was this big, huge uproar. And then the Komen Foundation got crucified in the media. And actually, their CEO or the president had to come back on going, no, we'll give them money. I'm like, what the heck was that? I go, isn't Planned Parenthood a charity? What, where did all this meanness and this, you know, this blackmail and I mean, what the heck is going on here? And it's kind of frightening. I don't know if it's because of power. I don't know if, but we let this happen. We let that whole Kavanaugh circus happen. And it really put women who really, women who've been assaulted, it really put them, unfortunately, at risk because the average woman now, after that whole fiasco, if they go, look, I was just assaulted, is anybody going to believe them? The first person that cried rape when they weren't ruined it for the rest of us. And apparently we have a lot of women going, yeah, me too. Okay, me too is for people who were victims. And there's a lot of victims out there going, okay, this is ridiculous, people. But things get politicized. So if the blue wave is not going to be a blue wave, well, I don't care if there's a red wave or a blue wave. I just want stuff done. November 6th can't come quick enough, if you ask me. And from what we're seeing, this could be very, very close. By the way, if it wasn't close, they still wouldn't tell us that because they're going to want us to come to the polls. Even if the Democrats were going to win, they weren't going to tell us that because they're going to want us to come. Our poop may have plastic in it, we're being told. A group of Austrian researchers have found that microplastics, extremely small pieces of plastic, beads, fiber, or fragments, are in our poop. Scientists from the Environment Agency Austria and Medical University of Vienna analyzed the poop samples of 8 participants from all over the world. So they looked at an Italian person's poop, a Japanese person's poop, Polish, Netherlands, Russia, United Kingdom, Finland, and Austria. And throughout the study, the participants recorded what they ate in the week prior to their stool sampling. They all drank from plastic bottles or consumed plastic-wrapped foods. 8 stool samples tested positive for microplastics. I told you guys, that's what's also making us obese. We're eating off of plastic. We need to stay away from plastic. And these plastic, okay, these microplastics come when pieces of plastic break down, and they can transmit toxic chemicals and pathogens to the body. It's all about plastic now, and I don't think that's a good idea, people. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So 15,000 medical workers yesterday started a 3-day strike at 5 University of California medical centers. This is amid a dispute, we're being told by Fox News, over pay raises and job security. As a result, there's been a cancellation and rescheduling of thousands of surgeries and outpatient appointments, according to officials. The workers include radiology technicians, respiratory therapists, and pharmacy workers. So they picketed the medical centers in L.A., San Francisco, San Diego, Irvine, and Davis. They rang bells, wore green shirts, and carried signs that said, end outsourcing. They say another 24,000 other California union workers, ranging from truck drivers to gardeners and cooks, were also striking in sympathy. This is a spokesman for the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 3299. Emergency rooms remained open at the hospitals, but officials said the strike would still affect thousands of patients. So UC San Francisco had to reschedule more than 4,000 appointments at its medical center and two associated clinics and reschedule 241 surgeries, including pretty high-risk gynecological and colorectal operations. 10 patients, including children, had to go to other hospitals. Now, the hospital did have 500 temporary employee replacements on hand, including respiratory therapists, social workers, pharmacists, housekeepers, etc. Now, the union said some of its workers would keep working despite the strike to ensure patient safety. But it also has a patient protection task force, which is a group of emergency services staffers who are prepared to cross the picket lines if they are needed to work because of a medical crisis. Now, apparently, patient care workers have been without a contract since December. Talks and mediation efforts have stalled, and the university plans to impose new employment terms next month. The union wants the university to stop outsourcing low-wage work that it claims is fueling widening income, racial, and gender gaps for workers there. Now, last May, there were 53,000 UC workers that had a three-day walkout, including custodians and cafeteria workers. Nurses and other medical workers walked out in sympathy as well. So, according to president of AFSCME Local 3299 Patient Care Technical Unit, she says they are destroying what were once career pathways to the middle class for our state's diverse population and are damaging the quality of service that we provide to students, patients, and everyday Californians. Now, a University of California statement said union leaders are spreading false information about outside service contracts and that the number of ununionized patient care workers increased nearly 19% over the past 5 years while outsourcing stayed relatively flat. It just makes you wonder, I mean, is it just safer for these companies and hospitals to not use union? I don't know. So the employment deal to be implemented next month would grant 3% a year raises for the next 4 years for patient care and service staff, as well as offering a health plan at the same rates as other UC employees with similar salaries. But the union, they say, is demanding an 8% annual wage increase, which is triple what other UC employees have received. So the statement accused union leaders of throwing a tantrum and putting their agenda above the needs of patients, students, and the public. So this is tricky. I was asked, this was a couple years ago, when I think there was a strike with Sutter Home. I think the RNs were making $124,000 a year, and there were issues with pay raises and health care and benefits, etc. And I'm not sure exactly what ended up negotiating. But, you know, the subject came up, what happens in a strike? So one is, yeah, there are emergency people on staff. I mean, hospitals have people on standby. God forbid the Boston Marathon bombing happens again or a Pulse nightclub shooting. All right. When all hands have to be on deck, there are extra hands. Plus, you have a lot of community doctors that are like, let me help. Let me run in, jump in and help. I'm here. So, there's patient safety shouldn't be compromised in the immediate sense. In terms of things being put off and blown off or there being waits, like we see in England with NHS, that can harm patients. And on the flip side, doctors especially don't unionize. Doctors are horrible at coming together and trying to get things done. And a lot of doctors, they don't have time for a union. They don't want to pay extra dues. They got work to do, and they don't want to strike. You know, if you ask the average doctor, who really doesn't understand the system too much, they're like, I'm not going to strike, so why am I joining a union? Not even though that's not what unions are all about. But there's this misconception. And not all doctors can agree. You had some who really liked Obamacare. And then you had others going, what the hell are you talking about? So you can't get doctors to agree. However, there was one issue when doctors agreed where we needed tort reform. The lawsuits were ridiculous. We couldn't find malpractice carriers that wanted to cover Nevadans. So we ended up, the doctors in town formed a walkout. The problem is you, when you are dealing with patients that, you know, waited a month to see you and have medical issues, even if you decide not to make money that day, you can't not see people. And so even though a lot of doctors walked out, it worked. It worked. We finally got tort reform passed because doctors are tired of, you know, being treated like crap, just like nurses, et cetera. The only thing is you really couldn't get everyone on board, and I couldn't because I had patients I had to see. I saw less patients that day, but there were some people I just couldn't cancel on. And so, and there really wasn't a lot of warning where not to schedule that day. And you know, in Vegas, when there weren't a lot of doctors anyway, every day you have serious patients. So, you know, on one end, if I was a hospital or a medical center, I would not want to take the chance of having a bunch of people say, you know what, we're not, you're not paying us enough, 3% increase, not enough, sorry, we're going to walk out. And I also would want some flexibility because of all the stupid healthcare changes that happened. Hospitals got hit really hard by Obamacare. I mean, one of the new, you know, rules is if a patient has to be readmitted within 30 days, Medicare is not going to pay you anything for that readmission. And you're like, well, there's a lot of diseases where if somebody doesn't take care of themselves or they have a debilitating disease, they're going to come back. So hospitals are basically told you were going to have to eat a lot of it. If somebody ends up getting an infection, all right, because they're immunocompromised and they end up getting an infection, you know, which happens, Medicare's not going to pay for that either. You have to. The hospital has to. So now these hospitals have to consume all these extra costs. And then on top of that, they're facing, yeah, well, my staff may walk out when they want raises. And I understand that as a staff person, you know, you're like, look, you're a big business, you'll figure it out. Well, sometimes you have to figure it out by dealing with staff costs. So, you know, hopefully it only lasts 3 days. It sounds like they got it under control. The UC system is a very wealthy system, but I don't know. It's times like this where I get a little nervous about unions, especially in the healthcare setting. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're being told that vaccine confidence is low in Europe, and this is going to raise risk for disease outbreaks. We are seeing outbreaks of measles because there's a lot of people that are a little wary on getting vaccines. There was a report published by the European Commission and compiled by a team of scientists finding that many countries, you know, even though they're confident in vaccine safety, you have others like Poland and Sweden that aren't. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go in.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.